Fret Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival. Very pleased to be joined by Amra Bakšić Čamo.
Very good.
And of course, you are the head of CineLink, so it's a great pleasure to be talking with you.
Nice to have you here again, and it's a great pleasure to talk to you again.
Great. So the best way to start off this interview is to tell our listeners a little bit about CineLink and what it is.
CineLink is a kind of a, you know, we have an industry section of Sarajevo Film Festival. CineLink is a beginning and a smaller part of it. In a way, it's curated part, part where we're representing selected projects. And it's there are two activities, two main activities. One is CineLink co-production market, which is in the 13th year. We are presenting projects in development in pre-production, and it's around 15 to 17 projects each year to international audience that is here, basically to film professionals, producers, film funds, services, sales agents. And there is another activity, CineLink Work in Progress, which we are presenting basically projects from the region as well that are in a post-production phase or only in a shooting phase where they are presenting materials. It can be rough cut or it can be selected 40 minutes to pre-selected group of industry professionals who can make difference for the project. So it is not a public screening, it is not even industry screening, it is a closed room screening with very limited number of chairs.
Yeah, presents an absolutely amazing opportunity. But let's take it from the top, and maybe if you could tell us a little bit about the actual selection process.
The selection process for the co-production market we changed this year, so it's we now have two public calls. We divided our selection in a first round is for debutants for the first time and second time feature directors. And then we select around eight that we invite for a workshop in Sarajevo, which is a kind of a small project development workshop where they can work with the script consultants, producers, experienced producers, experienced directors, discuss their vision, you know, or their script, their idea, and then be prepared for the market. We always pair people, so we always invite producer and a director and writer, or producer and a director. So the second part of the selection comes from the second public call, where we invite all others, those who don't want to go to the project development, and more experienced producers, directors that don't have a need to be trained, or the projects that don't need to to get this kind of a hands-on training, and they go directly to the market. So this is 15 projects. Eight have went through this year. We are presenting 15 projects, which are CineLink selection plus guest projects, but eight of them went through our workshop, and the rest is basically went directly to the market. The work in progress section, this is something that basically we are selecting almost until the end of the beginning of the festival, not really, but in the beginning of August, we are trying to get material that hasn't been seen. So this is it has to be shown only here. Sarajevo has this premiere thing with this work in progress because we learned that it's important for us, and we are showing films from all around the region, including Caucasus, and it can be also something from Mediterranean that are either in a shooting or post-production phase, and selection is done. There is a group of us that are doing the whole CineLink selection. It's basically four of us from Sarajevo Film Festival. We are kind of a selection committee of CineLink. It is my colleague Jovan Marjanović, head of industry, Iza Tagrađević, artistic director of the festival, Elma Tataragić, she is our competition programmer, and myself. So four of us are going through everything, but of course our director Mirsad Purvatra is always included, and we have some colleagues and long-term partners that are helping us doing the readings if we find something that is interesting, and then we need somebody else's opinion. So there is a kind of a bigger pool as well for the CineLink co-production market. For the work in progress are again the same people together with Tobias Posinger. He's our industry expert working on the work in progress.
Yeah. Speaking of partners, this year's partner country is Poland.
Yeah, Poland, every year we are presenting one industry, and, we are now trying to, there is a lack of contact in between ex-East countries sometimes. So only geographically it works. So when you are regionally connected, then it works. But when you have to cross a bit of, you know, geography and go to Poland or to Czech Republic, this happens very rarely. And I, as a producer, produced few. And at the moment, I had some co-production with the Poles, and I was thinking it's such a great idea. You know, there are similarities in the sense of history, in the sense of understanding the cinema, and you know. And on the other hand, there is a different reality, in the region and in Poland. And I think it can be extremely interesting both for Polish producers to find projects here and vice versa for our producers to find partners in Poland, because you have a very developed industry there with a variety of things that you can get from there. So co-producing with Poland should be really attractive for us.
So last year I interviewed you after Sinling took place, and this year I'm interviewing you before it takes place.
Actually, while it takes place, it started this morning. So
that's right. Okay, you have to be precise. And so I would like to know from you, what is the best possible outcome that a project can hope from Sinling in order of awards, maybe?
Yeah, we have awards both for the market and for the work in progress. The awards can really help because there is a Eurimage co-production award, which is 20,000 euros, which is a huge boost for the project in development. There is another one from Arte International Public Relations Award, and it's 6,000 euros. But you get this Arte stamp, you get some money that you can spend, you can travel, you can translate, and there is an Arte stamp on the project. There is also from this year, we have a new partner on the awards. It's a Macedonian Film Center, and they are also putting 10,000 euros into the project that can be, so money is important, but I don't think that's the best outcome. It's great to combine it with a partner that you are going to work on the project, somebody that you liked, that you are going to continue working with. And not last, it is important that you show your project, internationalize your project. It is your first feedback, actually. It's your first audience. The first market is your first audience. When you are pitching these 30 people or these 27 people that you are going to meet at the market, are basically your first audience. So you can learn, even if you don't want to, even if you have co-production partners or one and thinking how to continue with the project, I would say going to one of the co-production markets and using that as a tester in a way, it's extremely important. So, summarizing the feed, it's extremely important that I think that's the best result of Cinelink, to understand what kind of film you are making and to find people to make it with.
Yeah, not to mention that this festival offers such great opportunities of networking, and that's great in itself.
Yeah, this is something that Cinelink was never, about this particularly organized things. That's why we have such a bigger industry event with the Industry Terrace and everything. My colleague Johan, I'm sure, will talk about it. The thing is that it is, it should be a combination of, pre-arranged meetings and very strict, very strict industry, organized things, and, a bit of parties, bit of, networking events, because sometimes best things happen unplanned. You can share a lunch with somebody,
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the best way to wrap up this interview is to really show what an impact Cinelink has made over the years. Is there any success stories and examples of projects that have been become quite successful then?
This year, it's easy, because in competition we have four projects that have been Cinelink projects and are competing in Sarajevo Film Festival competition. And the one that everybody know about because it won prize in Cannes, jury prize in Cannes, it's a Son of Saul by Laszlo Nemes. So it was a Cinelink project. We were the first market to take the project. So, so there are examples like that. Of course, there are successes like that. And there are smaller things, but it is great to watch the film, going all the way. It's really amazing when you end up seeing it in the, Lumiere, seeing a film that you remember from the moment when you read the first synopsis. It's an incredible feeling.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we'll have more success stories from this year's edition of Cinelink then.
Yeah. I hope so as well.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.